Hello there everyone, hope you're doing well. This week's edition of the Black Country Talking News is for the 30th of March, 2022.
Hello, and welcome to the Black Country Talking News, brought to you by the sight loss charity Beacon Centre. We're pleased to confirm that the Talking News is now available via Alexa. Once you've enabled the Talking Newspapers skill, all you need to do is play Talking Newspapers and ask for the Black Country Talking News. Our Talking News service is also available via the free Wireless for the Blind app. It can be found on the Beacon Centre website, www.beaconvision.org/talking-news, as a podcast via services such as Apple or Spotify, or as a free CD. Simply contact Beacon Centre on 01902 880 111. We hope you enjoy this week's edition.
Thank you, Christine. This week's edition of Black Country Talking News is a special feature edition. Our usual service will resume next week. Coming up, we have the Beacon update, information about changes to our Alexa service. We have the quiz questions, some news of internship opportunities, a call to take part in a wellbeing survey, Flashback Rogers Did You Know section, the weather, a roundup of the Winter Paralympics, the answers to the quiz, and finally, gardening tips for April. So then, we best hand over to Helen for this week's Beacon update.
Hi everyone, it's Helen from the Beacon Centre. I'm back with another Beacon update and today I am live from my garden. The sun is shining and the birds are singing and it is nothing short of wonderful. I hope the sun is still out by the time you listen to this. Now, in case you haven't guessed, with the sun out and the weather slightly above freezing, it can only mean one thing. Yep, it is officially spring, March the 20th if it was, in case you were wondering. If you want to stock up on some wardrobe essentials for the new season, our shops can kit you out with everything you need without breaking the bank. And if you're planning on a spring clean at home, don't forget, we can take your donations of good quality items. We can even collect your furniture for free. Find out more via our website, www.beaconvision.org, or call 01902 880 111. Have you got your ticket yet? There are just a few days to go until our family fun colour run, and we'd love for you to join us for a blast of brightness to kickstart spring. It's at Wolverhampton's East Park on April the 3rd. It's 5k, but you can walk or even skip the route if you want. There'll be four colour stations full of surprises and a colour blast party to celebrate the end of a run. Tickets are £5 for children, £8 for running club members, and £10 for adults. Sign up now via our website, www.beaconvision.org/colour-run, or just head to the park on the day. Registration is from 8:30 a.m. Now, our sight loss advisors have been out and about this week. Mina and Pete had a stand at Beacon Court, the assisted living facility at our Sedgley Centre, showcasing some of the low vision products we have. Mina also attended the Sight Loss Council's West Midlands VI Forum, telling people how Beacon can help if you're living with sight loss. If you missed them, you can also find them at our centre. They can give you advice and support about living with sight loss, whatever stage of your sight loss journey you're at. Lastly, on the subject of our sight loss advisors, we love an opportunity to share a picture of Pete looking super sharp in some filter glasses, and we've been doing just that this week on social media. With the sun finally making an appearance, our sight loss advisors have been getting lots of inquiries about the shades, which are specifically for people with sight loss who may be struggling on bright days. Not only do they reduce glare and bright light, they also improve contrast and protect your eyes from harmful UV rays. To try the range of cocoon filter glasses and find the right lens and frame to make life a bit more comfortable for you, or for any other sight loss support or advice, call Beacon Sight Loss Advisors for an appointment on 01902 880 111. That's it for this week. Let's hope the sunshine stays. I'll be back soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for that update, Helen. Now we have information about changes to the Talking News Alexa service. The Alexa service for the Black Country Talking News is being upgraded. To ensure you continue to receive the latest editions of the Black Country Talking News, you may need to update your Alexa device. This means you will need to disable the current Alexa skill and enable a new one. To do this, you will first need to say, "Alexa, disable my talking newspaper." Once you have done this, you next need to say, "Alexa, enable talking newspapers." It's as simple as that. When this change has been made, the way you access the Black Country Talking News on Alexa will be as follows. First say, "Alexa, play talking newspapers." Then ask for the Black Country Talking News by saying, "Alexa, play Black Country Talking News." That's all there is to it. Coming up next then, on this week's special edition of the Black Country Talking News, we have the quiz questions. Hello! You know what time it is? It's the Flashback Quiz. All the answers you need can be found later in Flashback Rogers' Did You Know feature. But for now, here are your questions. Are you ready? Question 1. According to folklore, where in Britain is associated with April Fool's Day? Question 2. What crazy thing did the people do to put off King John? Question 3. In what year was April Fool's Day first chronicled? Question 4. At what time on the 1st of April does Fool's Day expire? Question 5. How did the BBC trick the public in 1957? And question 6. On the 1st of April 2008, what did the BBC say that penguins could do? I will be back to reveal the answers later in the show, but for now, good luck. While you give those questions to ponder, we have some information about some internship opportunities.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Alistair to tell you about a programme of paid internships for blind and partially sighted job seekers. Run by the Thomas Pocklington Trust, TPT, the programme is called Get Set Progress and applications close in mid-April. TPT has run a programme of paid internships within its own organisation since 2015, but this year the scheme has been extended to include roles with 5 other sight loss charities. Altogether, for 2022, there are 8 internships on offer, each lasting 9 months. Chief Executive of TPT, Charles Cahoon, explains that one of his organisation's core aims is to create opportunities for blind and partially sighted people seeking employment. Internships are an important part of this as a way of helping blind and partially sighted people to secure the first rung on the career ladder. The scheme has a proven success rate, with 85% of previous year's interns going on to secure employment within 6 months. Partner organisations in this year's programme are British Blind Sport, My Sight Nottinghamshire, My Sight York, Oxfordshire Association for the Blind, and Sight Support West of England. TPT will contribute 75% of the funding for the interns' posts and support the 5 partner organisations throughout the 9-month placements. The 8 new internships are now open for applications. Placements on offer are for a communications intern with the Thomas Pocklington Trust, a finance intern with the Thomas Pocklington Trust, a sight loss council engagement intern with the Thomas Pocklington Trust, a marketing and communications intern at British Blind Sport, a sight loss advisor intern at My Sight Nottinghamshire, a groups assistant intern at My Sight York, a fundraising intern at Oxfordshire Association for the Blind, and a customer service intern with Sight Support West of England. Closing dates for all 8 roles are coming up in April, so don't delay if you want to apply. Application dates vary slightly for different posts, but the first closing dates are coming up soon, on the 17th of April 2022. There are full details about each role and how to apply on the TPT website's Get Set Progress pages. You can find out more online at tnflink.uk/113. That's tnflink.uk/113. Each internship is designed as a development opportunity, and the successful interns will each have a dedicated training plan to provide a meaningful learning experience. Former TPT intern Alec Henderson said, "It's such a valuable opportunity, even in such a short space of time. I've got so much experience and so many workplace examples I can now draw on in interviews."
Now we have a message from the University of Wolverhampton and the City of Wolverhampton Council, who are working together to undertake a survey regarding well-being and mental health.
Our city's motto, "Out of darkness cometh light." It may mean different things to so many of us, but at its core, we might agree that it has connotations of hope and renewal.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, it is hope that many of us have drawn on. And there isn't a better sentiment to sum up some of the community resilience, connection, and buoyancy that we have seen, where we got our heads together and agreed to look out for each other.
We also know that the pandemic and the associated measures adopted to keep us safe and well may have had an impact on our mental health and well-being. We need to understand that impact and to reflect for a while what well-being means to us in our city's context.
The University of Wolverhampton are working in collaboration with Wolverhampton City Council's public health team, and we're launching our hashtag Wolves Wellbeing and Me Empowering Communities project.
One crucial thread of this project is a citywide survey of mental health and wellbeing. We want as many people who are living, studying and working in Wolverhampton to engage with this survey, which will be used as a means of telling us what you have been experiencing and how you have been feeling, what people have found challenging, what has helped people stay well.
The findings. Well, they will feed into wider work as a system to support local people to have the best mental health and wellbeing they can at every stage of their lives. And quite simply, to plan for our community members' needs, we need to understand them.
So, it is crucial that the diversity of our community is reflected in the results, and as many of us engage in the survey as possible, for the insight to be inclusive, so that we then view well-being inclusively and to ensure we leave no one behind.
So, this is a call to action and a plea. Please consider getting involved and responding to the survey.
To take part in the survey, simply visit tiny.cc/wolveswellbeing. Coming up next on this week's special edition of the Black Country Talking News, it's Roger and his Did You Know feature.
Hello everybody. Oh blimey, March has seemed to fly by, and April's upon us with the first of the month on the horizon. I simply couldn't let this week go without mentioning April Fool's Day though, could I? Now then, did you know that? In British folklore, April Fool's Day is associated with Gotham in Nottinghamshire, and an event from the 13th century. According to legend, King John decided to acquire some of the land for his hunting lodge. Being not too popular with his townsfolk, they decided to dissuade the king by playing the fool. So when the king's men arrived in the town, they found the townspeople doing all sorts of crazy things, such as trying to drown fish. Ever since then, according to legend, April Fool's Day has commemorated their trickery. The very first reference wasn't until 1686, when the writer John Aubrey referred to Fool's Holy Day. It would appear, however, that by this time April Fool's traditions were well established in Britain. The edition of Dork's newsletter on the 2nd of April 1698 reported that, yesterday being the 1st of April, several persons were sent to the Tower Ditch in London to see the lions being washed. Playing a trick on someone and then calling out April Fool to the unsuspecting victim, however, only ever applied up until midday on the 1st of April. Thereafter, the trick would be turned back on the perpetrator, as after 12 noon the day became Kick Me Day, when the perpetrator himself would become the fool. There are many famous April Fool's pranks played on the public by the TV, newspapers and radio each year. One much talked about was in 1957, when the BBC showed convincing film of the spaghetti harvest where strands were being picked from trees in Italy. They owned up the next day, after they'd been inundated with requests from viewers wanting to buy a tree. The BBC do enjoy a good prank though, and in 1965 they were at it again, with another famous hoax, Smell-O-Vision. A trial was announced whereby smells were to be broadcast along with the regular TV shows. Apparently, many viewers declared that the trial was a great success. And more recently, in 2008, the pranksters at the BBC reported that during filming for their natural history series Miracles of Evolution, they had captured footage of flying penguins. The presenter was shown walking with penguins in Antarctica, then followed their flight to the Amazon rainforest, where the penguins would spend the winter basking in the tropical sun. So folks, watch out for the jokers, and don't get caught out this year. I should listen to my own advice though, as I often get suckered on the first. When will I ever learn? I don't know. Mind you, I did check my seat for a whoopee cushion this morning, and I'd better go and make sure the big Kit Kat ain't been tampered with. So I'm off till next week then. Bye for now. Ta-ra a bit. Ta-ra.
Thank you for those facts, Roger. I'll of course give those a ponder in relation to the quiz questions. But now, we have a weather update.
The weather for the week ahead looks to be mostly dry and cloudy. Temperatures for the week will be hovering around 12 degrees. UV levels are expected to be low throughout the week. The sunrise and sunset times are 6:34 a.m. for the sunrise and 7:49 p.m. for the sunset. For Friday 1st of April, we have sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, with a maximum temperature of 8 degrees. On Saturday 2nd and Sunday 3rd of April, we have light cloud with a moderate breeze, and we'll see maximum temperatures of 10 degrees. And for Monday 4th of April, all the way through to Thursday 7th of April, we'll have light cloud and a gentle breeze, with a maximum temperature of 13 degrees. So, that's your forecast for the week. So as always, enjoy the weather if you can.
Up now, we're a piece about how our Paralympians got on at this year's Winter Olympic Games.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Heather with a roundup of Team GB's successes at the recent Winter Paralympics. And at the end, I've included some contact details for anyone interested in getting involved in disability snow sports. Team GB came home with a total of 6 medals from this year's Winter Paralympics in Beijing. All 6 medal successes came in snow sports, with 5 of the medals being won by visually impaired skiers. First-time Paralympian Neil Simpson, age 19, won 2 medals, including Team GB's only gold medal this year. Alongside his brother Andrew, 21, who acts as his sighted guide, the pair won gold in the Super G slalom event and bronze in the Super Combined event. Neil was born with a visual impairment that causes involuntary eye movements, but he has skied since the age of 4 alongside his brother. On top of their medal successes, the brothers were thrilled to be asked to carry the Team GB flag during the Paralympics closing ceremony. Visually impaired skier Mena Fitzpatrick, who's aged 23, also won two medals in Beijing with a silver and a bronze in downhill ski events. Added to the four medals she won in the Pyeongchang Winter Paralympics in 2018, Mena has now become Team GB's most decorated Winter Paralympian. Millie Knight, the visually impaired skier who starred in Channel 4 TV's Winter Paralympics trailer, came home with a bronze medal in downhill skiing. Millie, who's also 23, has only 5% vision, and the trailer showed her limited field of vision as she skied down a slope at 110 kilometres an hour. And last but not least, bringing Team GB's total to six medals from Beijing, was Ollie Hill, who won a snowboarding bronze in the men's banked slalom event. Ollie, aged 32, the only non-visually impaired medal winner, had his right leg amputated below the knee after an accident in 2018. This was his first time at the Winter Paralympics and Team GB's first ever Paralympic snowboarding medal. If the successes in Beijing have inspired you to get involved, why not contact the charity Disability Snow Sports UK to see what could be on offer in your area? Disability Snow Sports UK has groups that meet regularly at indoor snow centres in Tamworth, Manchester, Hemel Hempstead and Glasgow. Outdoor dry slope groups meet at Rossendale, Glasgow, Midlothian, Sandown and Telford. You can contact the charity via their website www.disabilitysnowsports.org.uk. That's www.disabilitysnowsport.org.uk. Or you can call them on 01479 788 770. And once again, that number is 01479 788 770.
TNF Soundings.
Have you done any good at the quiz this week? Well, now's the time to find out, as we have the quiz answers.
Hello, and here are your answers for this week's flashback quiz. Are you ready? Well, here we go. Question 1. According to folklore, where in Britain is associated with April Fool's Day? And the answer? It's Gotham in Nottinghamshire. Question 2. What crazy thing did the people of Gotham do to put off King John? And the answer? They tried to drown a fish. Question 3. In what year was April Fool's Day first chronicled? And the answer? It's 1686. Question 4. At what time on the 1st of April does Fool's Day expire? And of course, it's 12 noon. Question 5. How did the BBC trick the public in 1957? The answer? They said spaghetti grew on trees. And question 6. On the 1st of April 2008, what did the BBC say penguins could do? And the answer? They claimed they could fly. Well, I hope you got on well with that. But if you didn't, we'll be back again next week for another crack at it. Now, to end this week's special edition of the Black Country Talking News, we have some gardening tips and advice for the month of April.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
This is Jan reading an article written by Jane about signs of April in the garden. April. It's said that this month brings April showers and May flowers. And it also inspired one of our best-known poets, Robert Browning, to write Home Thoughts from Abroad. He wrote the poem in 1847 while staying in Italy. He was obviously missing springtime in England, and I could not resist sharing an extract of it with you all. Home Thoughts from Abroad. Oh, to be in England now that April's there, and whoever wakes in England sees some morning unaware that the lowest boughs and the brushwood sheaf round the elm tree bole are in tiny leaf, while the chaffinch sings on the orchard bough, in England, now. How right Robert Browning was. April is a bright month with sounds of birdsong everywhere, particularly of the cuckoo announcing that he has arrived from Africa once more. If you have a bird box, you might hear little tweeting sounds from inside it, tiny birds waiting impatiently for their parents to bring them food. We can smell the scent of sweet peas, which might be in bloom by now, if they've been planted early. Small white daisies pop up, and pale yellow primroses appear in wooded areas or garden borders. In vegetable plots, carrot plants need protection from root flies. Slugs and snails might be eating early green crops, so look out for them. You might want to use slug pellets or equally effective organic ways to catch them. If you're growing runner beans and late sweet peas, you'll need to build supports for them now. Use garden canes and string wigwams to construct a framework they can use to grow. Remember to leave plenty of space so that the plants can grow up these supports easily. Daisies appear in the garden, and primroses show up around borders or in wooded areas to delight us. Leaves start to unfold on trees. Lambs appear in the fields, adding to the feeling that April really does mean that spring is here.
TNF Soundings.
So that's it for another edition of the Black Country Talking News. A reminder to our CD listeners who have received CDs in padded envelopes that you don't need to send anything back to us. If you have a sight loss tip or someone you would like to wish a happy birthday to, just say hello to. Maybe even a poem or talking book you would like reviewed, then please get in touch with us at the Beacon Centre. Call 01902 880111. Email bctn@beaconvision.org or write to us at the Black Country Talking News, Beacon, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV4 6AZ. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for listening, and thank you to all our supporters, donators and volunteers who without their support we would be unable to run this free service. Please note the information and views expressed in this recording does not necessarily represent the views of Beacon or Talking News and were accurate at the time of recording. Mentions of goods and services does not imply endorsement, and whilst every care is taken to supply accurate information, Beacon and Talking News do not undertake liability for any errors. So it's goodbye from all of us, stay safe, have a good week, and we look forward to bringing you next week's edition of the Black Country Talking News. Ta-ra!